Well, you're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon. Let's check the cash grain markets. On the phone line from TGM in Windsor, Illinois, is Matt Bennett. Good afternoon to you, Matt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Is it quiet on this day before the 11 o'clock release, central time, that is, of USDA reports?
Yeah, just a little quiet around. Not a whole lot going on here, and kind of a wait-and-see approach. You know, everyone's trying to figure out where we're going to go tomorrow. It's a pretty tough call.
It's been a disquieting few weeks in the agricultural markets. Producers have watched as their commodities have fallen in price. Will things change tomorrow, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I have a feeling that, especially with the corn situation, I just have to feel that we'll have a little bit of a bullish report. I know a lot of people are kind of expecting it, but from a stock situation, I certainly think that as far as harvested acreage goes, it needs to come down, and feed usage definitely needs to be adjusted, in my opinion. And so when it's all said and done, I look for us to come out with a fairly bullish little corn report. And on beans, I'm probably a little more neutral, maybe on the other side of it a little bit.
You would be in an area where there's a dearth of corn, I think, or not very much of it around. Is that truly the case?
Yeah, there's not a lot of corn around, you know, and then I hear some people, are looking for corn, depending on which processor it is. And, you know, bottom line is there's, you get in our area and there's not a bin with corn in it anywhere, you know, as far as on the farm. And so there's really not a whole lot of it. And we've talked about this before as far as, you know, the really high-quality corn. You know, I don't know that there's a lot of that out there. We've been getting along pretty good shipping what we've been shipping, unfortunately. But, you know, I've heard a lot of horror stories with other people.
And your bids for the day?
Yeah, we'd be looking cash corn back up over $7 at $7.01, and then fall would be $5.58, $13.88 on cash beans, and $12.50 for fall.
Thanks so much, man.
Yeah, thank you, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Matt Bennett is with TGM. He's out of Windsor, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Well, I'll be back in just a couple minutes. We'll talk with meteorologist Peter Levitt about the agricultural weather forecast. You can always listen to us again anytime you'd like on our website. The address there is willag.org.